everybody. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy.
And this is the
Amy and Haley podcast. We're back.
Today we're reviewing Dance of Thieves by Mary Pearson.
Mm-hmm. And I have seen this. This is one of the book talk books that I started reading because I saw it on there.
Mm-hmm. And I read it because Amy reviewed it.
Yeah.
And I was like, she originally rated it 5 stars, and then she downgraded it.
Because after letting it sit, I realized that I wanted to downgrade it.
That's fair.
Yeah, but now I'm curious, what is your rating?
I know. I have to think. You ready?
Yes.
Should I just say it?
Yeah.
Or are we saying it together like normal?
You can just say it.
Okay. I would say probably around 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Are you at 4 stars? Is that yours?
I'm at 4 stars.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. For me, personally, it was like very slow in the beginning. And I know it's like not the thickest book, but it's pretty thick. It's like 500 pages.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt like it was kind of slow at the beginning, but then the last third really picked up, and so that brought it up higher for me. Like, I almost might have not finished it,
You know,
just because it took so long to get to, like, the good part.
Yeah. Do you think you would have DNF'd it if it wasn't, like, something that we've committed to reading?
Probably. I don't know. I just feel like it didn't really drag me in at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of confusing.
Yeah.
For me, because just, like, it jumps right into the story, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Actually, so I was reading other people's reviews, and I don't know if you know this, but this is actually a duology. There's an original series, and this is, in a way, like, a spinoff from that one. So there is world building in that original series by this author. And this one basically, I guess, like, assumes that you've read the other ones.
Oh.
And so if you just jump in, I think that's why the writing style jumps right in, as if you already know what's going on, as if you know the queen, as if you know everything, because I think the other one.
Oh, okay. Do you know what that one's called?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, because I think that was my main thing, is that they just started talking about the queen like she was someone that I would know, instead of really, that was just the main thing.
Yeah. No.
That I was like, okay, this mysterious queen that was like, yeah, this character that wasn't really a character, and you don't really like hear about her as much until like later.
Which I also think might be the difference, which makes sense between the difference of your rating and my rating, because how I read books, as I've told you before, is I just accept the information. I'm just like, yeah, sure, the queen? Awesome. I don't question things. I don't wonder, like, oh, why are you talking about the queen? Tell me more about her. I'm just like, cool, there's a queen. Let's just keep going.
Because it was just like, she was just like, okay, the queen sent me out here. But she didn't really say her feelings about the queen. I was like, okay, is this queen just like, you know, a figurehead queen?
Mm-hmm.
But then as you start to read, you realize, like, she actually, like, really likes the queen. But as much as you don't hear anything about the queen, you don't even hear about the queen sending her off. Like, normally that's how you start it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the queen sends you off on this mission.
Right.
Where she was already on the mission.
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense now that you say that. Okay, okay.
Yeah. And I do want to add that, so you mentioned that I originally rated this 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I'm realizing now is that I finish a book and I immediately go to Goodreads and I rate it immediately how I feel in that moment. But when it sits and I'm just going through my day-to-day life, I think about the book and then I start thinking, oh yeah, actually, maybe the romance happened really fast. Because maybe I would have wanted it to slow burn a little bit, thinking back.
Yeah, that was my one thing, is that I was like, it felt like insta-love. As much as they kind of like, okay, they kind of tell the love story, it was like, all of a sudden, bam, oh, I really like you just because we've been chained together. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, okay.
I also do think that, so I like the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think that a strong female main character, you have to write it well, or else it'll come off too annoying.
Mm.
like, oh, I'm so good at this. And yeah. then you're, like, in their head and you're like, okay, yeah, I get the point. Or a character can come off too, like, not strong. And then the author, you feel like, is just compensating by trying to add, like, too much. Mm-hmm. And then it just doesn't make sense that this person's, like, too good. It's, like, unrealistic.
Yeah.
I think the main character was written well. Her name's Kazzie? Kazzie.
Yeah.
So I liked her a lot. And I do think that's why my rating was higher. Because I liked the characters themselves as individuals.
Yeah, that's fair.
I liked Jace and his sense of loyalty to his family. And how deep he was in his family's, like, culture, ancestry. Mm-hmm. And so I think I like that. I like them individually, mm-hmm. very much so. Mm-hmm. Which carried the book for my ratings.
Yeah. I liked them, too. And I did like them together towards the end more. Mm-hmm. But I did feel like, at the beginning, I don't really know why they liked each other at the beginning. And it mm-hmm. was so, like, instant. Like, yeah. Yeah. We like each other. It was like, okay. But then as you see them together, I was like, oh, okay. It more built later in the story, and I was like, okay, now I kind of like them together and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But I did want to say, I felt like she forgived him so quickly for holding that man mm-hmm. and not telling her.
Yeah.
I feel like I would have been pretty upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what love is. You forgive.
Yeah, because also, in a way, maybe it was because she knew what she did was also a betrayal, too.
Like, but to I didn't really feel like hers was a betrayal. Wait, just because she was, like, a...
Like, she...
She was on a secret mission? Yeah. I'm like, no, duh. She's a queen soldier. Why do you think she's over there? Obviously, she's doing something. Plus, you're housing this criminal. Why would you not immediately think that that's what she's there for? I don't know. That's what I was like, okay, yeah, she's literally a queen soldier. You knew that, you know?
That's true.
So I was like, no, duh.
But could it be said that once she saw that they were housing this kind of, like, these kind of people, right?
Yeah.
That she already... in a way, like, kind of prepared herself that the possibility of that guy being there and being housed.
Yeah.
Maybe that kind of, like, lessened it, even though it was like, oh, he knew he was housing him specifically, but, like, maybe in the back of her mind, she's like, oh, I kind of already knew he was here.
Yeah.
So maybe okay. that... I can just see giving that. The benefit of doubt. Like, maybe that's, like, what she was thinking.
But I think I would be... I would say, like, oh, yeah, maybe he's here, but knowing that if he, like, lied to my face like that, I think that's harder to forgive. Like, you straight up lied to my face.
Yeah.
You know, and what she said, that she gave him back the ring.
Yeah.
When I was like, yeah, and that's the other thing is that, like, on her end, I didn't really feel that it was that bad, whereas mm-hmm. that he hurt her personally, mm. you know, whereas you were just housing a criminal that she's looking for. Yeah. For me, it was, like, two very different things, and that there, he was like, oh, it's, like, equally, I'm like, it's really not. So.
I was really upset when she had Jace at the end, and his other guy brought the guy out. And started, like,
yeah.
taunting her.
Yeah.
That gosh. Really got me. I was like, if I was her, I would be so mad.
But it's true that he let her take him.
Yeah.
So that she would... I was like, okay. Like, that's when I really felt it. I feel like that he was, like, upset about that, too, though. But, yeah. You gotta do what you gotta do. She was taking him. So, of course, they're gonna do something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty savage. But on it... That's why the end... So good. The end was really, really good. Whereas I felt like the beginning was, it was so long mm-hmm. and just kind of drawn out. So I'm glad I finished it because the end really made up for it. Mm-hmm. And like the cliffhanger makes me want to read the second one, but I'm like finishing it, I was like, oh, the second one would be pretty good. But I was like, I don't know if I can get through it. You know, because if the second one is like this, that it's, like, long. I'm curious to know what happened. Maybe I'll, like, read spoilers or something like that. But I was, like, trying to think what could have happened with that, you know, that the traitor was saying something in the secret room was, like, something they needed, and I guess an attack happened at home when Jesus wasn't there. I'm kind of curious.
Me too.
Yeah.
That goes into my next question. I'm like, are you going to read the second one? Because I want to know what happens, but I don't know if I can commit to a second book, as we've discussed before.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel, obviously, immediately after I finish it, I want to read the second one. As time goes on, the need to want to read it lessens. I do think I requested it, though, at the library.
Oh, okay.
So maybe if it comes in. But again, I don't know. I hope it's shorter. I think my attention span is getting less, but 300 pages is about where I would want to sit.
Yeah.
500 is so long. It's so long. And the good part was maybe, you know, so I'm not sure if I would be able to get through it.
I'm going
to
jump on that because lately I have been feeling that 300 is a nice, like, nice book, end book, done, right?
Exactly. Yeah, you read the first 100 pages and you're like, awesome. Yeah. Only two more thirds to go.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not like you're not enjoying the experience, you know, but I do think even in good books, if it's just, like, so long, then you're wondering, you're like, you look at the pages and you're like, dang.
Yeah, me reading this book, I'm like, when is the action gonna start happening? And I'm like, I am trying to get through this. I kept waiting. That's why, like, I just finished one. It was a romance, and it was, like, probably about 300 pages.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, that's a good amount that I read the beginning, and I'm like, okay, that's good-ish. Then you get to the middle, and you're like, okay, I have half left. I can do that.
Yeah.
And you finish it, and you're like, great.
Yeah.
That's ideal.
Nice.
Yeah, whereas 300 pages in, you're just about halfway through, and you got so much more to go.
Well, you know, fantasy books, right?
Yeah.
Even one with not a lot of world building. This one.
Yeah.
Did not have a lot
it was
of
just, like,
building.
It was so long. It had too many, you know, like, when she's at the castle so long.
That some of that could have been cut.
Yeah, I would think so. So I just kept waiting for that action. Like, when is she going to find this man?
Yeah.
You know, there was too much nothing happening. Her just searching, I guess. Yeah. I can't even tell you, really. So, people did rate it high on Book Talk. I would not say it's the best fantasy book I've read.
Mm-hmm.
Was it just the length?
Yeah, imagine if it was shorter.
Yeah.
Imagine it just got to that, like, ending for you.
I feel like it might have been better if it was shorter.
Mm-hmm. Because think about it. I just finished the ending. I'm like, wow, so good. Bam. 5 stars.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The ending, I was like, that was really good.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that I was
you remember.
That was rough getting through it. But I finished the back so fast. Yeah. I was like, this is good.
Yeah. So, that's a good point.
Yeah, so I was very conflicted between 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of sat around 3 for me.
Yeah.
Is probably where I would put it, just because 4, I would read it again,
mm-hmm.
whereas 3, I think, means I wouldn't read it again, mm-hmm. and I don't think I would want to pick it up.
Okay. Yeah. For me, I think I might read it again.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm, like, teetering because, I mean, I don't remember that much. You read, done, forget.
You actually did a really good job of remembering it just now. I was like, wow, it's very impressive because I feel like you read it a while ago.
And you know I like enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
So that I was hooked in the beginning.
But me too. But they didn't stay enemies
they didn't.
For very
Not
long.
No, they didn't.
Not long at all. I was like, okay.
It was like, enemies, bam, friends.
Yeah, I guess that'll do it. But I liked the beginning and I liked the end. You know? The middle and so much of the middle.
Yeah.
Wait, so in that case, are you more likely to read the second one?
Yeah, it just depends. Because, as you remember in our previous episodes, I've got a lot of books that are, you know, piling up.
Uh-huh.
And so, I just feel like I gotta tackle those before I consider reading the next book. So, perhaps I'm more likely to finish it, down the road.
Okay.
If it just happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But a higher chance than other books, where I feel like, oh, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Not like, knowing.
Like the Crow book, Crimson Crows. You're happy not reading that
sequel.
Yeah. Because it did leave on a pretty big cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I was like, what happened?
And knowing that this one is a duology, not like a series.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah.
It will conclude.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so maybe we'll see.
See how it goes. Well, I'm glad that we were able to talk about this, because I didn't know that you were going to read this book, too.
Yeah, I surprised you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I'm glad we were able to talk about it together.
Well, yeah, because when I see that you rated it 5 stars, I'm like, okay, yeah. I want to read a 5-star book, too.
And so I kind of misled you.
You misled me! I mean, I'm glad I read it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. You add it to that list. You know, you never know when someone might come up to you and say, hey, did you read Dance of Thieves? And you're like, you know what? I did.
Exactly. I mean, I will probably not remember anything, so that won't be good, but the other one that I'm reading, that yes. I got from the library, is the Tress book.
Oh, I'm so excited!
But I'm excited. That's the one I saw on Book Talk first, but then I saw that Amy had read it and rated it 5 stars, I think.
It was very close.
So maybe 4.
It's like, it's like 4.5. It's like there. It's there!
So, I'm excited to read that one.
I'm so excited you're reading that one.
And then the other one I got is Two Wrongs Make a Right.
Okay.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
That one's a romance book that I also saw on TikTok.
You have to let me know. It's a good balance. I like, because you have Tress and the Emerald Sea, which is fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got these nice romance ones.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Nice balance.
And I did just finish one, Mr. Wrong Number by Lynn Painter.
Oh,
that
okay.
one was like a middle romance book. Like, it was like, okay, good, not great.
Like 3 stars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
A solid one.
That's what I've been up to.
Okay. Okay, well, first, before I jump in and tell you what I'm reading, I just have to say, I really hope you like Tress and the Emerald Sea. Because sometimes I think about that book and I'm like, oh, why is it not like a 5-star for me? Because I do recommend it to other people to read. When I think about like my other 5-star reads, this one's like almost there. Like, I'm like, there's something. Remember I tell you about that oomph? The oomph?
It's missing.
Yeah, like the feeling that you read when you read Dance of Thieves and you finish it, that ending, that is an oomph there. You're like, wow, this is great stuff. So, I think it missed a little bit for me.
Okay.
But I do think it's a good book.
Okay, so maybe the ending wasn't as oomph as you needed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Excited. For me, so I'm working on my long stack of books, but whenever I go to the library to return, like, a book that is late, because lately, I've been reading on deadlines now, you know? I've got the stack of books. One book is going to be overdue, like, in a day, then I have to read it, but then it's, like, 5 days overdue, then all of a sudden I return it, and I'm in the library, and they have this new releases section. I'm like, it doesn't hurt to just get one. Well, you know, the new releases section is very popular, too. So as soon as I check it out, there's someone, like, on hold for it. Then it bumps up the list. And so what I'm trying to say is that I've been reading, like, on stress level lately.
You know, you could return it.
I could. But I'm like, it's mine!
It sounds like a stressful time for you.
I know. And work's not helping either.
I was like, this is just not the time to be having a long list of books. Because really, maybe you should just return it and put it on your list for when your stressful time at work is finished.
Yeah.
And you have a little bit more downtime.
I'm seriously wondering if that's affecting my scale. Like, everything's, my ratings, like, all over the place.
You're frazzled.
Yeah, so and the thing is that a lot of my books right now are fantasy. So I have Serpent and the Dove, A River Enchanted by Rebecca Ross. Mm. What's the other print? There's this book called, like, Atlantia or something like that. Like a goddess.
Okay.
Greek goddess kind of book. And then, so I decided maybe I just need, like, a regular romance, contemporary romance. Nice and easy. Fantasy is, like, too much because they're thick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got Icebreaker. Oh. I know, because I don't know if... I think you said, like, three... Did you DNF it?
I DNF'd it.
Dang.
Maybe you'll really like it, and I should read it then.
And then there was also this new book called With Love from the Cold World or something like that. Yeah, I saw it at Target, and then I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's good. And only 1,000 people rated it, so it's, like, pretty new. So I was like, what if I'm, like, wild? Just go for these new books okay, and try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have those two romance books right now that I'm thinking of just, like, quick read, nice, solid read before I dive back into
fantasy. Okay, that sounds good.
So wish me luck.
Good luck. Thank you. Wish you the best. I'm excited.
I hope it hits my romance need.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see if you really like Icebreaker.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Because people really like it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get through it, so.
Yeah, it's like on hold. Like, there's lots of people who want it.
Yeah, it's a popular book talk book.
I'm also surprised because it's, like, you like ice hockey.
Yeah.
It's like ice, there's ice hockey guy on it.
Yeah, I mean, that was something I wanted to talk to you about, the controversy. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Which I was like, oof. So I kind of have strayed away from sports romance. I used to kind of like it, and then I feel like that genre started to get really oversaturated, and the books are just meh, in my opinion. And so I guess maybe I've read ones that I like better, and so since then it's like, nothing's as good. So I think that's kind of why.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What would you say are the better ones?
Well, like,
if you don't have any off the top.
I mean, no, like, not to be cliche, because I know you read it, The Deal.
I haven't.
Oh.
I actually just bought it and haven't read it.
Oh, okay. I liked that one, but I do feel like that was one of the first ones I read. So I liked that. I didn't read the rest of the series because I don't care about the other people. Yeah. But I liked the first one, and then it started, like, popping off on BookTok, and I feel like that's how then it started, like, a lot of people started writing them, but I feel like nothing. It's so boring. It's the same thing all throughout. So that's why, like, I keep trying because I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good storyline. Yeah. But it's, like, literally the exact same book.
Okay.
I think is my problem. I don't know. I thought this one would be different because it's, like, an ice skater and a hockey.
Yeah.
But it still didn't quite hit it. So I think that's kind of, like, it's too much of the exact same thing than it is. Which is weird because a lot of romance books are the same. But I feel like that's my problem with it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. I think the other ones is that they're, like, a little bit different, whereas this just feels exactly the same. It's a sports athlete with this nerdy girl who, like, doesn't know how beautiful she is, but I'm going to show her how beautiful she is, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like sometimes you want a strong female character, and sometimes they're just someone who's, like, just following around with that, what the guy wants and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how they're written sometimes, and I think one can be enough of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm curious now. I'm excited.
But yeah, I'm like, if that's your first, like, sports romance.
Well, I've read Marina Zapata.
Oh. But I feel like that's different because they're not in college.
Oh, yeah.
They are in college.
They're not.
Right, so.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we did read, you like Colty.
I did like Colty.
I like that one, too.
I read From Lukov with Love.
Oh, yeah. You like that one.
I like that one. But the other ones, I was... But you know what? Those were my two first ones that I read. So I'm wondering the same thing as you. Like, what if once you read these, like, romance... Sports romance, right?
Yeah.
The rest of them...
are pale in comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you might find that's the case. I do... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I feel like you can read one, and you're like, that's good.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
I've been warned.
You might be like, no, Haley, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
so good.
So I'll good. Like, I could read it again and again.
Like, oh, okay. That's fair. So the next ones we're going to be reading, or rating, or reviewing. We have Divine Rivals.
Mm-hmm. Very popular right now.
Mm-hmm. Lessons in Chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Also very popular. So we read very popular books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll be coming up soon.
Yeah, so...
Stay tuned.
Yes. Very exciting.
On to... Do you have a song?
Yes.
Oh, she's ready.
Well, it's because lately... Work has been stressful, but also, when is it not stressful? So... In the mornings, I need a really good energizing kick.
Ooh.
And I have been listening to a lot of country.
Ooh.
So, but it's, like, country radio, so I also want you to know that these might be just, like, really top 100 normal songs.
That's fine. Not
That's fine. Special. Okay, so it's Kelsea Ballerini, If You Go Down.
Okay.
Have you heard of that one?
No.
I'm glad. But it's good, I like it!
Okay, okay.
It makes me feel like I want to dance while I'm in the car.
Oh, okay, that's good. Okay, let's go. This is a new song, so I've only listened to it a couple times, but when I heard it for the first time, I was like, okay.
Okay.
I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan featuring Casey Musgraves.
Ooh, okay.
It's new, but I
love it.
I love Zach Bryan. I'm not gonna lie. His music is so good. So, and he's coming out with an album soon.
I'm excited.
Oh, shit. I think he just came out with his album.
On Friday, maybe?
Yeah, August 25th. Oh, okay. I'm going to have to listen to it then.
And maybe there will be another song you recommend in our next podcast episode. Yeah,
because he has a song featuring the Lumineers. I'll have to listen to it. Okay. Ooh. Okay. I'm excited. I'm
excited for you.
Okay. We'll talk to you guys later.
Yes. Thanks for joining us today. Mm-hmm.